What's good, y'all? It's that time of the year, and we've got bills to pay. So if you enjoy listening to the show, hit the links in the description to support by donating, joining our Patreon, or buying some new merch. If about 10% of you listening right now donate $10 to support the show, we'd have enough to cover an entire year's worth of cost of production. Over the years, I've been very intentional about turning down ads for things that didn't align with our values, so you don't have to listen to us talk about gambling or boner pills or any of that other crap. But that's only possible through the support of you, our listeners. So we've created some new ways for you to support, and again, if you enjoy listening to the show, hit the links in the description to support by donating, joining our Patreon, or buying some of our new merch. And of course, don't forget to tell someone you like their kicks today. You never know how far a compliment will take you, and we all know how good it feels to be on the receiving end of some appreciation. Now let's get into today's show.
Jordan trying to shake off Starks. Oh, what a move! Oh, LeBron James with no regard for human life! 12 seconds.
Bryant for the win! Bang! Iverson! Against Gil, the crowd on its feet. Allen for the win!
Welcome to the Sneaker History Podcast.
What does going on, sneaker historians? This is a special My Starting Five, or Our Starting Five, I guess. We're a family here. It's Our Starting Five. Of what the shoes? Could be Nike, could be Puma, could be Adidas. We don't know what does going on. Let's just keep that going on. So, these are our two co-hosts, Mike and Rohit.
What's up?
Wave, salutations, applause.
Greetings. Robbie, could you give us a clarity on exactly what the shoe is? Because this may be somebody's first episode, and we don't want to make sure they have that barrier of entry.
So the shoe does not have to have the actual name of what the to qualify for this. It's any kind of shoe that mixes multiple colorways of that same model or that line or lineage. It's branched out. So let's just say thematically multiple colorways of one theme onto one shoe. So it could be both shoes are identical and just really crazy. Both are completely different, mismatch. You have the power of Google as you listen to this. You'll get an idea of what we're talking about.
Perfect. And you can't do the Gilbert Arenas thing where you have a Nike on one foot and an Adidas on another foot like he did during the All-Star game way
that
back
That does
when.
Not count. And I would also not count like Tracy McGrady's mismatch. Mismatching All-Star, is a different thing.
You just read my mind. That goes out my
bunch of stuff one. Just mixed together. So why don't you go ahead and start us off?
I think for me, I'll just start us off with what I think is probably not necessarily the first shoe, but the pinnacle of the what the concept, and I'll go with the what the Kobe 8s. I think all three of us would like any free entries towards that shoe come Mamba Day. And yeah, what else can be said about that sneaker that we haven't ourselves said about? So that's my first pick.
Nice. Definitely, I think that was probably everyone's at least top three, I would assume. My number one pick is actually going to be within that basketball realm, of course. We got the LeBron 10 what the. I think one of the best what the's they've done. I wish they would retro that one at some point.
It's funny how when we do this, the real heavy hitters like sit for a while. But this time, like, yeah, this bet you two of those shoes were in our top threes. You know, I'm going to pivot. I'm going to go with the top three AJ1.
Nice. I forgot about that one.
Mix of Chicago.
Yep.
Royal and Bread. I love that
Very
shoe.
Nice.
And I'm surprised Jordan Wren hasn't come up with their own delineation of a what the.
There's actually a couple on here. I'm not going to give any away in case somebody steals it from me.
Totally agree. But like Nike, for me, has coined or co-opted the phrase the what the. And knowing how Jordan Brand sometimes operates, they like to go with a separate but equal classification. So anyway,
that's very true.
Yeah. Yep.
And for my second one, the wraparound, we'll keep it PG today. I'm going to go with the Kobe 7. What the?
It was on my list.
Good the one before the 8. Go figure. So, Mike, go ahead and hit us with yours.
Cool. Cool. You know what? I'm going to dive into that Jordan Brand What the. And actually, this one actually had the What the title. And I own this one of my favorites, the Jordan 4 What the. Such a clean way that they mixed all four of the fire red, black cement, white cement and military blue into one pair.
Awesome. And I guess I will go with now the Riggs and Murtaugh special, ironically, which will give you a hint, listener, to what I'm planning to do with my next two picks. And that's the what the Kobe 9s and what the Kobe 10s. And dare I say, I'm going to make a what the Kobe 9.5, where I'll wear one of each.
The man saying it with the back to back. All right. Let's see.
Yep, back to you, Mike.
Ah, man, you're killing me. Y'all are taking all the good ones, which there's some solid ones out here. I am going to go with the LeBron 11. What the? That is going to be my number 3 pick. It's a clean looking shoe. The model definitely was not super comfortable, but the shoe looked amazing with the armor posit pieces on it.
I have a pair of those in the back. I have a couple of these in the back. Let's go with, man, I'm going to really zig and zag here since I have the double. I'm going with the What the Dunks.
Fair. Someone had to do it eventually.
I'm writing these down too. The OG, yep. The one that started them all, the one we'll never own. That's one where I would, that's one of the few shoes I'd feel weird if they retroed that, but I would take them if they did. And then for my wraparound, this is a weird pick, but it definitely qualifies. The Master Air Max 1, where it had like each little panel of Air Maxes on the mud guard wrapping around.
Yep.
Man, I think about that shoe regularly. I want the black one pretty bad. The white one, but the black.
The black one's solid. Had like all the different prints on it. Those were really
good.
Both did.
The black looks better.
Yeah. My number 4, I'm actually going to go with another dunk. It's going to be the What the Paul.
Okay.
That was one I think that came out really good. Love to have that pair.
What the P-Rod?
What the P-Rod or Paul George? I want to get clarity.
Oh, God, you know what? I thought it was called What the Paul. Is it the What the P-Rod?
No, it's okay. I think we all know What the Paul, but I wanted to clarify.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I would never pick anything Paul George, just to be fair. Sorry, Paul George.
You don't have the What the Giannis 4?
The Uno-looking one or a Play-Doh-looking one?
You have something in common with Podcast P, and that's you are both podcasters. And dare I say, I think you might be more successful, Michael.
Oh, no, he's, you know. Maybe.
Okay, so now I think I get my last two picks. So what I will do is I'll go with the What the Duck, because I think that was a recent entryway. Duck dunk, which if you are Daffy Duck or you've suffered from any speech pathological issues, try not to say that too quickly and carefully. And then for the other one, I'll go for what I consider to be one of the hidden gems of the What the Kingdom. Give me the What the Kyrie 2s, which was a single color, but the twist on that was they were all different fabrics, because if I remember correctly, the Kyrie 2 had a lot of different fabrics associated with it.
What was your pick before the What the Kyrie?
The What the Duck dunk.
What the Duck dunk.
Yeah, the Oregon joints they came out with a couple months ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But, Roy, didn't the Kyrie, although it was like sale on the outside, different materials, but didn't the inside of the shoe wasn't like crazy colors inside, like the sock liner?
There was crazy colors inside. And then there was also, I want to say, a Listerine green version of that. Yep. What the Kyrie like 2 color, as well. Yeah.
Definitely good pairs. I saw those in passing when I was researching this one. So cool. Grit number 5. I think my last is going to actually be the What the Air Max 95. I think it's called the Greedies, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
There's actually two pairs of those.
The Bastard as well.
Yeah, because there's the Greedy Presto.
Yeah.
Greedy 95. Before I pick my last one, ones that didn't get picked that I have here, I'm surprised Rowett didn't pick the KD6 or no one picked the KD6. What the? That's a very nice option.
Mm-hmm. I was going to try to save it for my sixth person off the bench, but who knows? Maybe I've got something else up my sleeve.
Oh, so I shouldn't go giving out then. I was just doing 5, and I was just going to give away ones we didn't pick yet.
You're good. Right.
So then also we have – you brought up the Kyrie What the. I remember that one. Very nice. There's also the What the Kyrie Hybrid, the one that had like all of the different like elements of his models.
The S1, I think.
And
S2, they had two versions of them, I think.
That's a very, very cool one.
There's another Kyrie What the as well, which was the 4, which I think also had some sort of tie into that year's 2K, if I remember. And I also remember they had a secret pair that was, I think, only available to Nike basketball employees, which took the same model, but two different colorways on top of the one that was released to the general public, which I think was Volt and Purple.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's also a LeBron 16. I noticed nobody picked that one. There's also a Paul George and, as I alluded to earlier, a Greek Freak. Mike didn't bring this one up, but he brought up the 4, and I got the 1. If you put those two numbers together, what do you get?
Five. The Jordan basic five. What today, guys?
They are out there. Yep. And then for my last final one to actually wrap up the show, I'm going with the concepts that like tie-dye yeah. one from a couple of years ago, the Air Max one. It's funny because I don't even like the Air Max one. They don't feel good on my feet, but man, they look good. It's a good looking shoe, especially with a nice colorway.
Nice. Can't beat it. Was that your sixth man, Robbie, or that your fifth?
That was my fifth. So I have it here just doing five. Do you have other ones that didn't get discussed? You just want to throw them out there as like your sixth or just honorable yep. mention?
Mike, yeah, do you want to go next and I'll take the last sixth person off the board?
Sure. One I thought was pretty good that didn't get a lot of I feel like it didn't get a lot of love was the dunk from Klot. When they put all their different design elements from, of course, the see-through joints, the silks, the one that kind of looked like the Chinese armor, like the ancient Chinese armor. I thought that was pretty cool.
I think for my sixth person, I'm going to go with another relatively new shoe. If you guys haven't seen this already, give me Jewel Lloyd's Nike Zoom GT Cut 3, the player edition that I believe is going to be coming out sometime in the summer.
Oh, cool. I think I saw rumblings of that. I haven't really looked at it, though.
I mean, and thank you to Robbie for adjusting the prompt of the draft to allow us to take just that type of shoe, because while it's not in the canon of What The, I think this is probably the spiritual granddaughter of the What The line, as best as I can see.
Not mad at that.
Very true. So I'm going to recite back the five here we have each. So Rowan had the What The Kobe 8, 9, 10.
Hey, that's funny.
What The Duck, not the dunk. And the What The Kyrie 2. Mike had the LeBron 10. What The Air Jordan 4. LeBron 11. What The Paul George. And the Greedy Air Max 95. I guess the What The Paul George is a dunk.
P-Rod.
I said Paul George, huh? We both did it. Yeah, it is P-Rod. Shout out. Yeah, very different individuals.
I was like,
both Southern California's finest, though. That's also why it gets confusing. and then for myself, I had the top three, Air Jordan 1, the Kobe 7, the What The Dunks, crazy, the Master Air Max 1, and then the Concepts Air Max 1. Those are 15 really good shoes to pick.
18 with our six picks as well. Ooh.
True.
Good stuff. I mean, I just want to go get a What The shoe after we said this. I'm like, let me get away from all the websites. I don't need anything.
I bet you could find a Greedy Presto pretty cheap. I could be wrong.
I'm in agreement with you, and I would be remiss if I didn't use this opportunity to celebrate a win for you, Mike, because at least one of us hit on one of the anticipated sneakers of the year. Mike, which one did you hit on?
Still absolutely surprised. I don't win anything when it comes to sneaker raffles, but the Brick by Brick Nigel 4, I am actually... That's why I couldn't record later, because got to go to the event that they're having to go pick them up. So I'm pretty excited about that. I mean, definitely won't be buying anything for a while after that, because that is $225, which is absolutely insane. But I'm going to wear them. I'm going to wear them a ton.
It is a good day for Mike. It's a good day to have a good day. So with that, that's our starting five. Thanks for enjoying the shorter episode. We'll be back with the longer one later. Tongue twister. All right, guys, thanks so much and have a great day.
Yeah, everybody.
Thank you guys.
Hey y'all, Nick here. One more thing before you take off, do us a solid and leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Check the links in the description to help us keep the show going, and as always, we appreciate you listening, and don't forget to tell someone you like their kicks today. You never know how far a compliment will take you, and we all know how good it feels to be on the receiving end of some appreciation. Peace.